Hello, this is Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day. I'm looking with you today at Acts 23, verses 1 through 5. Paul is on trial in front of the Jewish authorities of his day. Early in the proceedings, Paul proclaims his innocence, and Ananias, the high priest, does not like that. So he tells those standing near Paul to slap Paul on the mouth. Now, just as Jesus in his day called out the hypocrisy of the religious leaders, so Paul does in his own day. He says to the high priest, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall." And that's an allusion to Ezekiel chapter 13. And then Paul makes his main point. You pretend that you are going to judge me according to the Mosaic law, but in fact you're violating the Mosaic law when you afford me no due process, when you have your men strike me before any evidence has been presented. And Paul has in mind here passages such as Leviticus 19:15, "You shall do no injustice in court." At this point, a man near Paul says to him, "Hey, you can't talk to God's high priest that way." To which Paul responds, "Oh, I didn't realize that he was the high priest." Now, whether you take that to mean that Paul really didn't recognize the high priest, or that Paul is being sarcastic because Ananias's behavior makes him unrecognizable as a high priest, either way, the point is that Paul responds to this rebuke by citing scripture. He cites Exodus 22:28. "Yes, you shall not speak evil of a ruler of your people." Paul is saying the same thing that the man just said, but Paul makes the point more powerfully because Paul cites the Old Testament law to make the point. What's going on here is that we are watching as the Jewish ruling council demonstrates that they are not people of the book. And Paul is showing that he is a person of the book. He alludes to it. He cites it at will. He knows it off the top of his head. Paul functions here as an example for you and for me. We ought to be people who know the scriptures well. Our God is a speaking God. And one of the most important ways he speaks to us is through his word. Hypocrites pretend they know what they're talking about, but they don't really know the Bible. We, on the other hand, are to be a people of the book who listen for what the Lord is saying to us in his word. This has been Stefan Matzel of Trinity Fellowship in Syracuse, your pastor for the day.